captain. Smoke at your mama's, I do what I wanna. It's in my nature like flora and fauna. Stay with the floral on Laura and Shauna. Buzzing on flights, the trees on my sight. I need somebody like Isaac Gonzalez. That buddy and Donnie with Bud in a sauna. I never shot like ignoring a comma. Flooring for commas, passing bell bottoms. I hit the bank in a pico, like a step at the free throw. Burnt the way I punish a weak hoe. Stay hot for a week though. Couldn't try, couldn't get any higher. I'm on the flowers, got the guy really fighting. Slipping dimensions and breathing a bit. Inhaling with life when I'm flying.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Morio, the first full-length album by Kingston artist.
Here we go.
Performed, recorded, mixed, and mastered entirely by him in his own studio, this album is a departure from his previous releases and projects for the focus on songwriting. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so good for you,
folks. We are back, folks. Apologies. Me, but the good news is your Gales lead 20-3 with a minute and 7 seconds on the clock here in our first half of football action.
St. Mary's 32, Santa Fe 3.
If you're curious, the issue has mostly been solved. doing a lot of on-the-fly tech here. It is first and 20 for the Laurier Golden Hawks from their own 40-yard line. We had seen a hold take them back 10. Wither dropping back, screen pass, picked off, Justin Pace, see ya, number 44, is capping off the greatest first half, maybe, in Queens football history, as Justin Pace, the fourth interception of the first half, Cal Wither stuck in a blender as the Gales lead 26-3. Thank you again, folks, for bearing with me. We've got this sorted for the second half, so we will be with you. Although things haven't been rosy for me, the Gales are leading by 24 with 57 seconds on the clock in your first half of football action. Thank you again, folks, for your patience. You can tell them all we're back up on the air. And after halftime, we will be back full on.
Number 63 down, field under
the issue we had, if you're curious, is basically I think the cooler temperatures wreaked a bit of havoc on my usual power source for our Ethernet hub. But I have managed to pilfer a bit of power. And that will allow me to do what I gotta do to get you all the information. So apologies again. Second quarter, not my finest work, but it has been an outstanding one for your Gales, who lead 27-3. But they've still got a lot of time on that clock, a lot of work to do to close this one out as we get close to the end of our first half of football action. But they have at least silenced this raucous crowd a little bit. Another beautiful kick from Tyler Mullen, but it is caught by Tayshawn Jackson at the 20. But Tayshawn Jackson is not going to be able to do much more than that. So we are going to have 50 seconds on the clock. Queens leads 27-3. That's right. Don't adjust your sets. Not only are we back, but your Gales lead by 24 points, hoping to maintain that deficit with 50 seconds left in our first half of football action. The second quarter brought to you by our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. First and 10 for the Golden Hawks from their own 37-yard line. Wither's pass is complete, and it is for a first down. If you're curious, no sign of number 30, Jacob Baldwin. I think he's been taken to the training table, maybe back to the locker room. A pass on first down is complete, but tackled up by Ian St. Arnaud. So that's going to set up a second and about five or so with 33 seconds on the clock, just over midfield. Wither dropping back, under pressure, slings this one complete to Ryan Hughes. Hughes taken down by Ashton Miller-Melançon and Brandon Spence. So 24 seconds on the clock in our first half. Laurier is starting to threaten as we do have a timeout being taken. Again, apologies, folks. I'm going to pop on at halftime over to Instagram just to give people the update on what's up, what's happening.
Roy Athletics would like to thank the following corporate partners for the continued support of the Golden Hawks. Adidas, a one team.
Hey, sometimes that's the way things go.
Centaur products.
You know what they say about best laid plans? They do tend to get a little sidetracked.
Coaches, Peter Isio Financial and Sun Life. Jimmy's Feed Company.
But we are confident that we can do our thing for the second half.
Lehman's Breweries, Staples Nutrition, Staples Canada,
as your Gales do lead by 24 points with 24 seconds on the clock in this first half. And if you're wondering how, this gotten done, the Gales have generated four interceptions in the first half. Wither dropping back the pass. He is looking for the end zone. Oh, and he'll get a pass interference call. But maybe some ticky-tacky tendencies on that one. I think Jarrett Seaway was with him all the way. Either way, that will be a first down for the Golden Hawks, but the Gales are desperately trying to keep Laurier out of the end zone. You can settle for a field goal, but you don't want to give up a touchdown here and let this team generate a bit more momentum heading into the second half. So a 15-yarder will move the Golden Hawks definitely well within range for Dawson Hodge. Wither dropping back the pass. Picked off again! Keegan Vanek, breaking left, over the 30-yard line of the Gales, knocked out of bounds, just shy of the 40. But that is the fifth interception of the first half, as the Gales are just gonna kneel this one out and enter the halftime break up by 24 points. Absolute defensive masterclass from your Gales. They will enter the half with a 24-point lead. Thank you for bearing with me, folks. Thankfully, all the exciting stuff happened before and after the tech issues. We will be back after a 15-minute break with the third and fourth quarter of Gales Game Day on CFP.
Hello, this is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
my business when you crashed in. And thank God it's you there. I want you all over me immediately. Can't help my obsession, you're fascinating. And I'm drowning in it. There's no such thing as coincidence tonight. This intervention must be divine. I need destruction to rebuild. You're the natural disaster I never knew I needed. Yeah. There's no such thing as coincidence in life. This intervention must be defined. You introduced me to my
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
City and you can- me more. Give me more. Endless summer I adore.
Calling all AMS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is aiming to renew its optional student fee at referendum this fall. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Your voice, your station, your vote. Thank you for your support.
This is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC.
That was the Grad Club Halftime Show. Coming up next, third quarter football action brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review.
Well, folks, it's great to be back. Hey, you know what they say about live broadcast? It's always a bit of a hair-raising experience, even if you're a guy like me who hasn't had hair on your head for the better part of the last 15 years. That being said, we have got the issues rectified. And, hey, folks, I appreciate you bearing with me. We've got a fantastic second half of football action in store. And your Gales, after a phenomenal first half that saw them generate five interceptions, including one taken back for six and one that was very nearly taken back for six, Queens has a commanding, huge 24-point lead, much to the stunned, shocked chagrin of every single person here at University Stadium. This has been kind of a dream start for the Gales. But we've seen this team play fantastic first half football and it not go their way in the second. We shall see if this team has got what it takes to close it out here today and lift their first Yates Cup in 16 years. Queens will be receiving to start our second half. A high short kick caught by Cedric Smith and a good return past the 27-yard line for Cedric Smith. So the Queens offense will take over first and 10 from about their own 26-yard line. And it's interesting to see what the offensive plan of attack will be. They had great success through the air, and they'll start through the air. Nathan Falcone, a quick hit screen, but he is not going to pick up much. It'll be a second and long for the Gales from about their own 29-yard line, final tally. And hey, folks, if you got friends that are interested, tell them to start listening. I've got the problem solved, which means we are back up and running. Second and 7 from the 29. Vrakens pass over to Jace Baldwin. Baldwin bobbles, cuts it up, and falls forward to the 30. So that will be a 2 and out to start our second half. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. Had a bit of a scary situation earlier, a blocked punt leading to, so far, Laurier's only points of the ball game as they would take that momentum and convert it into a Dawson Hodge field goal. Good snap by Ben Walker. And this is a nice high punt by Driver, trying to give Tayshawn Jackson as little time as possible. But he's going to return this one all the way, or just about. So Tayshawn Jackson gives Laurier their best starting field position in a very long time. It's going to be first and 10 for the Golden Hawks from their 20-yard line. 27-3 the ball game's scoreline, but Laurier, after five first half interceptions, is looking primed to pick up some points here. Snap to Wither. It's going to be a play action pass. Caught and tackled up just shy of the end zone. John Korskaden getting a wrap on Jesu Laomi Ojutolayo. And that will set up a first and goal from the Queens 5-yard line. And this Laurier team, they needed to score immediately to get back in this ball game, and they are looking primed to do so here. First and goal from the Queens 4. Hand off to Quinton Scott. And Quinton Scott will indeed get across the line and give Laurier their first touchdown of the ball game. They now trail 27-9 with Dawson Ahodge on to make this a 17-point ball game. So great start there for the Golden Hawks. And this is a team that is no stranger to second half comebacks. Overcoming a 40-point deficit nearabouts against the Western Mustangs to win the 2016 Yates Cup. So there is magic in those purple and gold jerseys, but they've got a long way to go against this great Gales team. Thank you to my tech manager, Chancellor Miracle, for assisting me as I got things kind of reset and restored. So with 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play in our third quarter, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review, Laurier trails by 17 after a great Tayshawn Jackson return. Always a risky proposition kicking to number 23 if they can control special teams like they've controlled the offensive and defensive, especially sides of the ball. The Gales will have a chance to secure their first Road Yates Cup victory since November 27th, 1937. So 80 plus years since the Gales have lifted the Yates in someone else's barn. This kick is going to be caught by Cedric Smith inside the 15-yard line. And Cedric Smith getting shifty, tackled over the 40-yard line. About a 28-yard return for Cedric Smith. And if the Gales can pick up a couple of first downs and get that clock ticking away, that will go a long way towards giving this defense that has been busy. And folks, Jacob Baldwin will not be returning to today's ball game. He is in street clothing on the sideline. Had two first half interceptions. On the second one, he came up a bit limp. First and 10. Vrakens going down. The Golden Hawks not being fooled by that play action attempt. And right now, Laurier, despite trailing by 17, has got all the momentum at this moment. The crowd is back in the ball game, and the Gales face a second and 18 from their own 33-yard line after about a 7.5-yard sack from Joey Edlington. Vraken is going to pass on second and long, and he's going to throw that one well wide of Nathan Falcone, which will bring up a two and out, their second two and out of the second half. Gales lead 27-10, but Laurier put their first touchdown of the ball game on the board mere moments ago. And they're looking for more here. And Queens going to have to punt this one to number 23, Tayshawn Jackson, who has been the unquestioned MVP for this Laurier team here today. And that is the right call. Just kick that one out of bounds. So Laurier will take over with good starting field position. Just over midfield. Two and outs for the Gales. The first one ultimately led to a Laurier touchdown. Let's see what this defense can do here. First and 10 for the Golden Hawks from the Queens 54-yard line. We have got a run-heavy formation for the Golden Hawks, but it's going to be a play-action pass, complete and tackled up right near first down distance. Good call there from the Golden Hawks. Great play-action play. We'll pick up a first down. First and 10 from the Queens 44-yard line. Laurier picking up exactly 10 with a completion to Ryan Hughes. That same kind of diamond formation, multiple backs around Wither. This is going to be a pass, however. Stephen Capea pursuing from the backside. Wither launching that one complete to Jackson Stebbings for a huge first down. And that's what this team can do to you. It doesn't take long for them to get their offense in gear. And once they do, it's a frightening, frightening proposition for the opposing defense. Queens leads by 17, but Laurier is on the move. It'll be first and 10 from the 10. Multiple men in motion. Wither under pressure, going to take off up the middle, and he will be taken down after a short gain on the right-hand side of the field. Justin Pace involved in that one. He's had a great game so far. Capped off a historic first half for this Gales defense with a pick six. 9 minutes to play in our third quarter of football action. Gales are up by 17, but Laurier is threatening points. Second and seven from the Queen's seven. Balance formation, but multiple men in motion. There's going to be trips on the left-hand side, twins on the right. Wither dropping back. He's going to loft this one to the end zone. Aiden Vint right where he needs to be. The second big PBU from number 23, Aiden Vint. Keeps six off the board. And will bring Dawson Hodge out to try and cut this down to a two-touchdown lead. Aiden Vint substituted right before that play, and we saw the closing speed on display there as he was able to disrupt the rhythm of that pass and have it fall harmlessly to the turf. This will be a 15-yarder from Hodge. And it's a routine make. And we now have a 14-point ball game. Queen's 24-point lead cut nearly in half. As these teams are looking to advance to the second phase of this title season. Today marks the end of the OUA season. But there's still a lot of playoff football yet to be played. First and 10 Queens from their own 35-yard line. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Stuffed at the 35. Laurier has got all the momentum right now, folks. Another huge defensive play. Ethan Gregorczyk, the outstanding linebacker, former OUA Rookie of the Year, on the tackle there. And we've got another second and long for the Gales. Trips on the left-hand side, twins on the right. Multiple men in motion, pass from Vraken. Rolling out, under pressure. completes to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari over the 50, playing like a man possessed down the sideline. Tackled at the 35. Jared Kasari flipping this crowd on its head as the silence from the purple contingent is deafening. And the cheers from the Gales faithful ring out as clear as a church bell's chime over our radio frequencies. First and 10 Gales from the Laurier 36. It took them a while, but the first down was a big one. Trips on the left-hand side. Logan Walton in single coverage right. Breaking will find Walton. Logan Walton. A treetop fingertip grab, climbing the ladder to get the Gales another first down. 6 minutes and 40 seconds remain in our third quarter of football action, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. And your Gales have a 14-point lead. It'll be first and 10 from the Laurier 25-yard line. Crowd getting loud for Laurier once more. Blitz, Vraken going down. Loss of about 6 yards. Setting up another second and long for the Gales. And that's been the story. This Laurier pass rush in the second half has done a great job of disrupting the rhythm of this Gales offense. So we will have a second and 15. From the Laurier 30-yard line. Three receivers on the left-hand side. Two eligible receivers on the right. Another blitz coming. Vraken rolling. Throwing this one out of bounds. But it will just be an incompletion. No intentional grounding there. So Tyler Mullen is on to try and make this a 30-13 game. Five and a half minutes remain in your third quarter. We will throw to a word from our third quarter sponsor momentarily. But Tyler Mullen is on for what would be about a 37-yard field goal try. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So the Gales are at 30 points, leading by 17 as we throw to a quick word from the Queens Alumni Review.
Each issue of the Queens Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queens community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queens' explosives test facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue. Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
We are back in action. It'll be first and 10 Laurier from their own 35-yard line. Tyler Mullen just hit a 37-yarder right down Main Street. Laurier, 10 points on their last two drives. The Gales, 3 on their last three drives. Cal Wither with multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. Hand off to Quinton Scott. Jeremy Hiscox did a great job of stopping that play from breaking wide. Quinton Scott cut it back in. He would pick up a first down on the left-hand side, but he wanted the edge. He wanted to run that one down the sideline. Jeremy Hiscox doing a good job of limiting that one there. And the Gales, 5 first-half interceptions, but Cal Wither is looking sharp here in the second half. 3 receivers on the right-hand side. Pass complete to Ryan Hughes. Jared Seaway slows him up, and Justin Pace picks up the scraps. Short gain of 4, maybe 5 with forward progress. 4 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in your third quarter, which, as you heard, was brought to you by the Alumni Review. Jesse Bell on the call, and after some first half technical struggles from myself and some first half technical struggles from the Golden Hawks, both teams, CFRC and Laurier, that is, are starting to figure it out here in quarter number 3. We have got 2 eligible receivers on each side, 3 now on the right with Stebbings in motion. Wither is going to throw this one to the left, and Jared Seaway is having the game of his lifetime. Another amazing open field tackle from Jared Seaway. And we do have another Gales player down. Hoping that's nothing serious. Jared Seaway just made that kind of outstanding veteran play you need in these big game situations. Jacob Baldwin came up limp on an interception return earlier. He is on the sidelines, but he is not in his gear, so he is done for today. As the Gales lead by 17. And, well, that player is tended to. Okay, we got the number, folks. Number 58, Eli Bennett, is making his way off the field under his own power. Great to see. And it's a punt situation for the Golden Hawks. Good punt from Dawson Hodge. Nice high archer caught just over the 20-yard line. And Ian St. Arnaud is just happy to let Jesu Laomi Ojutolayo dive past him as he steps out of bounds. So it's going to be first and 10 from about the 24-yard line of the Gales. 3.5 minutes to play in our third quarter. And we've got 24 OUA All-Stars on the field between these two teams. Maybe a little more than that. A star-studded affair here. Gales have got 3 eligible receivers on the right. Logan Walton on the left. Hand off to Jared Kasari, and he is stopped up again. And that has been a consistent theme here in the third quarter. And really all season long for Laurier. They play so well against the run. And folks, I'm being informed that we now have a new listenership record for CFRC's online broadcasts. And it's about 10% more than last week. So we are setting new records as your Gales look to convert here. Second and 12 from their own 22. And there is a flag on the Gales. And it's a procedure penalty, looks like. Maybe a false start. Yep, 5 yards back. 2.5 minutes to play here. And this third quarter has been all about the Laurier defense locking in and locking down. It's second and 17 from the 17 for your Gales. 2.5 minutes to play here in our third quarter. 3 eligible receivers on the right. Cedric Smith in single coverage left. Vraken rolling right. Looking for and finding Nathan Falcone. And I think if that were Justin Pace who laid that hit, there'd probably be a flag on the field. Instead, it's just going to be a perfect first down, but Falcone is shaken up. And Falcone is going to take a well-earned break after taking one heck of a shot there from the Golden Hawks. But after he settled into the zone he needed to be in to pick up a huge first down. So first and 10 from the Queens 37. Crowd making it hard for this Gales offense. Handoff to Jared Kasari. Kasari wiggling, twisting, turning, falling forward for probably his best run of the game. Gain of about 8 or 9, getting the Gales closer. In fact, exactly on their own 45-yard line. So it'll be a 2nd and 2 from the Queens 45. We have got 4 eligible receivers left. Jack Ashby Jacobs in single coverage right. Ethan Dahl is your tailback. Hand off to Dahl, and Dahl is going to, with forward progress, pick up a 1st down. Cannonball run from Ethan Dahl there.
Ethan Dahl with the carry. This is spotted short of a 1st down.
Wow, they're going to spot him about a 1/2 yard short. So it's going to be 3rd and 1, if even. And the Gales look like they are going to go. Or they're going to let that clock run as far as they can and take a timeout, which is exactly what they do. So the Gales kill as much clock as they can and then send the punt team onto the field, perhaps learning a hard-won lesson from week 1, where a short 3rd down conversion gave the Western Mustangs a boatload of momentum. This will be the final play of our 3rd quarter, brought to you by the Alumni Review. If you're just joining us, Gales lead 30-13. But this Laurier offense, after being a little out of sorts in the 1st half, is looking sharp and precise in the 2nd, putting up so far 10 points in the 3rd quarter. Gales got 3 of those back. So what was a 24-point lead is a 17-point lead. And special teams has been Laurier's best area today. And they very nearly got another block, but Driver is going to get this one away. And Tayshawn Jackson slammed down by Brandon Spence. 33 taking down 23 to take us to the end of quarter 3. When we come back, folks, we will have 4th quarter football action live from Laurier. The 117th Yates Cup is in the building, and we may be just 15 minutes away from one team lifting it. Where else would you want to be on a Saturday, folks? Don't you dare touch that dial. We'll be back shortly with 4th quarter football action.
Here are 2 outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The 1st Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday. You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, 4th quarter football action, brought to you by the Grad Club.
And we are back, 4th quarter underway. 1st and 10, Laurier from their own 15-yard line. Quentin Scott in at tailback. And Wither is going to hand it off to start things off. And Quentin Scott, a great 1st down run, pickup of just about 20 yards before being tackled up by Brandon Spence. And I think Queens was expecting maybe more of a pass fit given the fourth quarter, but Laurier saying, we're not afraid to run the ball. We trust our guys. We'll spot you that time. We know we can make it up. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Three eligible receivers on the right for Cal Wither. He's going to step up in the pocket. Rifle this one to the sidelines. Caught on the left-hand side before being pushed out of bounds by number 14, Jared Seaway. And credit to this Laurier offensive line. They've done a great job of limiting this fast and furious Gales pass rush in the second half, giving Wither some cleaner pockets to work with. Four receivers on the right for Wither. Rifles this one out, caught and tackled by Keegan Vanek. Short of first down yardage, but not by much. It'll be a second and manageable from over midfield, as we do have a Gale down. And that's number 91, Eric Johnston, taking a knee. So it'll be second and one following the Jace Atkinson grab from the Queens 52-yard line. As Johnston, for what it's worth, looks like this is one of those kind of typical injuries you get over the course of a game. We're hoping it's just a minor thing and that EJ will be back with us on the field again shortly. A tremendous player and just such an integral part of this run defense in particular. And it looks like he is being assisted off the field. Great to see EJ making it off under the field under his own power. So it'll be second and one from the Queens 52-yard line. Gales lead 30-13, but this game is far, far, far from over, folks. This is an outstanding Laurier team. We've seen their defense really step up in the second half. If that offense can play at that same level, this could be a very scary fourth quarter for your Gales. We have got three receivers right. Multiple men in motion for Wither. And he is going to hand it off to Quentin Scott, who is going to be tackled up quickly by number 92, first team all rookie Carter Martin. But it is going to be a first down, gain of about two, and they needed about one and some change. So first and 10 from the Queens 50-yard line. Wither has got four eligible receivers left. Pass situation here, over the middle, and that is an outstanding catch from Ryan Hughes. Over the middle for a first down, blanketed by Jared Seaway, but Hughes climbs the ladder. And that'll set up a first and 10 from the Queens 33 as Laurier is quickly moving down the field. This drive began in their own territory, and now they're in a point-scoring scenario here. Going to be a play-action pass from Wither, and this one is well wide of his intended target, thanks in no small part to a great pass rush. And that's an interesting play-action play there. It was kind of a draw play-action play, so almost like a double feint of sorts. But the Queens pass rush, playing discipline, were able to get to the ball carrier and get some hands in the face of Cal Wither, setting up a second and 10 from the Queens 33. After some first half turnover troubles, this Laurier offense has been good as gold in the second. 12 minutes and 10 seconds on the clock here in our fourth quarter of football action. Wither's pass just complete over the outstretched arm